Welcome to our first edition of Layla of Inspiration. Layla of Inspiration is a layla of hot soup and a little bit of warm Torah to keep us warm. This week, the truth is that when you look at the beginning of the parsha, Yaakov Avinu is a man with no place to go. His entire world has come apart, and he is now on the run. I'm not the only one that makes this connection. The Midrash does as well, and says that Yaakov Avinu is like the fugitive. If you don't remember all that, the fugitive, because it's a 1960s television show and a 1990s movie, but he's the fugitive. He's gone. He has no place to be, nowhere to go, and he can't go home again. And that sensation of not being able to go home again is a feeling of gullus. Whereas all the other Avos, their experiences are definitely not ones in the text of loneliness, Yaakov and his experience at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze is one of definite loneliness and very much alone. He's very, very much alone. And as he steps out, he's stepped out from Be'er Sheva and he's going towards Charan. And you hear in his plaintive cry, really, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, you know, God, be with me, you know, be with me. Let me see my parents' house again. Let me come home to see my parents' home. That's an incredibly emotional plea when one pays careful attention to the text. You know, just let me see my house again. It's a tremendous, tremendous feeling. And he's there and he's by himself. And amidst this feeling of loneliness, in the darkness, the nighttime, the falling darkness of nighttime, the Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to him. This is the backdrop that the Mariv prayer is created. It says v'yifga b'makom, and he encounters there in the place. He encounters the place in the place where place is also at the same time descriptive of a geographical location, but is also talking about a name for God, the omnipresent, that he is the one who is everywhere. He is Hamakom. He is Hamakom that Ashkenazim invoke during Shiva, Makom Yinachem, that the omnipresent one should console you. Hamakom Yinachem Eschem, right? That the omnipresent one should console you. Vayifga b'makom. He has this God encounter. And the tefillah of Mariv is very much that encounter that we have. Now, we sort of, again, become not sensitive to it because we just say Mariv, and that's really like our abrupt, you know, the guy's abrupt experience of the evening prayer. But it's this evening prayer when one is very much alone. It's reflected in the flavoring of Mariv. The evening prayer, the Mariv prayer, is a prayer which is fraught with uncertainty. It's a prayer which is a time of loneliness and nervousness at night, and are hoping to wake up there in the morning. Our prayers and our hopes in a time of uncertainty, and therefore there's certain poignancy to the prayer of Mariv, which is sort of unparalleled to the other two tefillot. At the same time, it's one which is matched with a vision in response to the prayer. Right? What happens as a result of this initial prayer experience that Yaakov engages, he lays the foundations for our Tefillat Ma'ariv. And God's response to him is a sula mutzav arza v'rosho magia shamayma, is a ladder planted on the ground with its head in the heavens. God responds to Yaakov with a vision, and of course a promise as well. He says that I will take care of you. You will see your parents home again. We will have this relationship. And he has this vision of a ladder. Rav Kook mentions in the Enaya that this depiction of the ladder that we climb up is very, very much mat'im. It's very, very much appropriate for the prayer of Marav also, because it's at this time when there is that loneliness, that loneliness that you're away from everybody, that the world is really, unless you're in the city that never sleeps, New York and Brooklyn, but the world is going to sleep. The world is getting dark and quiet. And at that time, a person can ascend. A person in their loneliness, that loneliness can be transformed into a ladder to climb and to grow. That distance and that darkness, that loneliness, it's a ladder. God says it's a ladder. Thus saith the Lord, it's a ladder. God said, Yaakov, on the run, davens to God out of fear, and a fear that he'll never see his parents home again. And the response to him is as a vision of a ladder. The response is that I am with you, and that you will rise up through all this. You will arise through all this. The Maariv prayer, Rav Kook says, from time immemorial is the way. It is the way of righteous individuals, when the world becomes a little quiet, to be able to rise up, to get a clarity of mind above the hustle and bustle of the rest of the day. And that silence, he says, is very. It's very, very healing. It's very cathartic that a person can use this quiet and this loneliness then to rise up. And to use all of our lonelinesses to rise up. May we merit never to really have a Maariv edition, because it's always better that our life should be lives left in the sun. But the fact of the matter is that real life means that the sun rises and sunset, as Tevye said. The sun rises and the sun sets. And we're all going to have night times in our lives. To be able to think at those times, at those dark times, to be able to see the ladder amongst the darkness, to be able to turn to God in those lonely places, and to see them as a chance to rise. May we merit to rise. Thank you all for coming, and have a wonderful day. That is your Leil of Inspiration.